I welcome all of you to this celebration. To the class of 2009, this is your day. Congratulations for all the hard work that you have completed to reach this very significant milestone. On behalf of all of us at EMU, we extend a special welcome to family and friends of this class. We welcome you to join in celebrating the educational achievements of these graduates of Eastern Mennonite University. Our graduates know full well that your support has been an integral part of their college success, culminating in this celebration of their accomplishments. In this commencement exercise, we send you forth as 2009 graduates, as to new communities and to new opportunities, and pray that you will continue to experience Christ and his call to witness faithfully, serve compassionately, and walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace. We know well this mission is frequently not popular, and that we have not provided you with perfect answers for the journey. But we pray that in our time together we have also learned some things that will make us a better university and you a better follower of the God who created us all and seeks to be in communion with his creation. Susan Godshall of Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, chair of the EMU Board of Trustees, will lead in our opening prayer of invocation. I invite you to stand for the invocation and remain standing.
Let us pray. God of all creation, we acknowledge and honor your presence in this joyful assembly today. This is a day of achievement and celebration, a day of endings and beginnings, a day of remembering and anticipating. This is a day that you have made, O God, for us to rejoice in your goodness. For your loving presence has been with us throughout the past, giving strength for our weakness, providing freedom in the midst of our fear, pardoning sins, enlightening our search for truth, showing the way through perplexity, and always pursuing us with your love. We celebrate and give thanks for these graduates, for their learning, accomplishments, and their readiness to make a difference in the world. We recognize and give thanks for family and friends and the ways they have accompanied and encouraged the graduates. And we give thanks for Eastern Mennonite University, for faculty who instruct and counsel, for the support and diligence of staff, for the vision and guidance of administrators, and for the university's ongoing mission to educate students to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, O God. Let the light of your face shine on this gathering, O Lord, that we may trust in your faithfulness amid uncertain times, that we may see the world as you see it, and that we may receive your persistent love and extend it to others. Accept our thanksgiving and prayer through Christ. Amen.
The graduates' perspectives will be given by undergraduate students Erica Yoder and Jake King. Julie Elizabeth Knowles will speak on behalf of the Adult Degree Completion Program, and Fatima Darabi will speak on behalf of the graduate programs. Would you please come in that order?
One person's story, complete with happy ending. I am a person who doesn't wear hats, because once when I did, people laughed at my ears. I am a person who never speaks out, because once I was told that my thoughts didn't matter. I am a person who shuns my reflections, because magazines showed me how I should look. I am a person afraid to be seen, because being invisible made my life safer. I am a person who feels a great loss because of the years that I lived being small. I am a person with much to unlearn, but first, I'm going to buy me a hat. This card was purchased by a woman 9 years ago. She bought it for herself. She probably went into that Hallmark store hoping to find a perfect card for someone that she loved, and instead, this probably jumped into her purse. She kept it for that long, and 2 weeks ago, she gave it to me. Easter weekend, she said, "Erica, this weekend, I want you to live each moment. Take risks and enjoy yourself." It got me thinking about us, our class, I mean. You know, 4 years ago, we took a risk. Each one of us, a risk. The risk to be without our parents. The risk to meet new people. The risk to open ourselves up. The risk to learn. We took it, and we were all in the same fishbowl together. Little did we know at that time. At that moment, we felt vulnerable and honestly probably did not know what to do with ourselves. But we understand a little bit more now. Because we have seen the outcome. We are living the outcome. We've shared together a lot. The unknown that we once had is now the known. The irregular feeling of being adults is feeling, hopefully, a little bit more regular. The risk is, oddly enough, not a risk at all, but merely a comfort. We've become comfortable on this campus. We've been comfortable with the people around us. And that's excellent. But now it's time to take another risk. I have found out and realized that it is completely and honestly true when people say that in the time when you are most vulnerable, you feel the most alive. In those times, you find yourself in the raw beauty of being you. At the end of this card, it simply said, "Here's to us living more boldly." So do it every day. I have found that I have to. Drive into the unknown. Pull down your walls. Grab a hold of those risks. I mean, look at us. We've all already bought the hats. We wear them today proudly. Maybe another day choose a different hat. But I think we all have faith in each other. So 2009, take your hat out of your hat box. Become vulnerable and chase after those risks ahead of us.
Good afternoon.
I wore my lucky red pants today.
You know, there's this popular song on the radio right now, and it goes, "I love college." And he goes on to list some other things that he loves. But I think the basic message of the song is that college is awesome. Eastern Mennonite University was an awesome experience for all of us. It's these people here that make it such an awesome place. It's our parents, our friends, and our professors seated around us today that are so awesome. It's Lauren Schwarzengruber, who's the best-dressed Mennonite man I've ever met. Lauren Schwarzengruber is awesome. Bruce from the cafeteria and Pido the security guard, they're awesome. Whoever put Icy Hot on the toilet seats the other year was not awesome. But the construction worker that left the keys in the backhoe, he was awesome. You know, it really is the people here that made EMU such an incredible experience. And it's the memories of these people that we're going to carry with us. So I want to say thank you quickly to everyone. I've been trying for a few weeks now to figure out what to tell all of you. And I thought about just telling some stories. I thought about telling jokes. I thought about even singing a song. I even thought about just coming up here and winging it. But I realized that this is the only time in my life where I'll be able to try to impart some great wisdom on all of my peers. And while I don't think I'm some wise man, there's one story that really sticks out to me from the last 4 years. As having really impacted my perception of the world. I went to South Africa for my cross-cultural, and during our first week there, we were doing intensive language learning. So we weren't really quite living with our host families yet, but about 10 days in, we moved in with our host families. I'd been hanging out with the host family for about 15 minutes, and I was really looking forward to getting to know them and immersing myself in this cross-cultural experience. When all of a sudden my host father walks in and he says, "We're going out." So all six of us pile in their little VW Passat and we drove to the mall. And it was a huge mall. And we just walked around for about an hour and then we all jumped back in the vehicle and we drove to McDonald's. And we went through the McDonald's drive-thru and we all got Big Macs and we took our Big Macs back to their house and we ate our Big Macs in front of Pimp My Ride on MTV. And then everyone else went to bed and I was left alone. And I honestly could have cried, but I didn't. You know, I was expecting to learn some profound truths. But instead, I wound up just shoving McDonald's down my throat and watching this epitome of American consumerism on television. And so it was a very trying night for me. I've been recently reading Through Painted Deserts by Donald Miller. He writes about how time and experience can either dull or sharpen our perceptions of joy, fear, pain, and beauty. And that night in Soweto, I think, really sharpened my perceptions. I'm sure you've all had experiences like that. But lately, I found that my perceptions are dulling. It's been really easy for me to think small about the job I'll be looking for in a few months or where I'll be living this fall. I'm worrying about budgeting and health insurance and the future, and it's this constant planning that wears us down. We're graduating, and it's time for new challenges through which we can again sharpen our senses. Let's not let the world outside of education dull us, but allow God to work in us to hone our perceptions so that we can do the things that mean the most to us. We're stepping out of 16 years of education, armed to the teeth, with knowledge, and we're brimming with ideas. Let's not let the mystery of the world get lost in the routine of our daily lives. Let's not get pressed into cookie cutters. So my friends, as Michael Scott says, Dunder Mifflin's regional manager, may your hats fly as high as your dreams. Thank you.
Good afternoon. President Schwarzengruber, Provost Snyder, Dean Glanzer, along with the many members of administration, faculty, staff, families, friends, and fellow graduates. I extend a warm welcome to all of you here today for this memorable occasion. Fellow graduates, I also extend my sincere congratulations as you are recognized for your achievements. With steps big and small, we have all succeeded on a pathway to success. It is a true honor to speak on behalf of the Adult Degree Completion Program at Eastern Mennonite University. In order to ensure the best health care for our community and further address the nursing shortage, it is very important to make a step toward education. I knew that furthering my education would warrant more stability and security in my field, as it will also benefit other nurses in their fields of expertise. To say that obtaining this degree would provide new opportunities is a definite understatement. Like many, I was afraid of making the initial step back into a classroom. However, that first step into the ADCP nursing class would turn out to be life-changing. Isn't that what it starts with? A simple step. We all may, at some point in time, take for granted our ability to mentally step forward. In the end, however, the first step represents desire, and desire necessitates opportunity. Through the course of the program, members of our cohort were able to share their personal and professional experiences. During one particular class, we were asked if we viewed the concept of nursing as an art, as a science, or as both. Most of the cohort agreed that while scientific knowledge was crucial to nursing performance, the humanity and compassion made up a significant part as well. EMU made it possible to look inside ourselves to find the opportunity to excel. Despite our working lives and our family obligations, we joined together for the challenge. The ADCP allowed me to continue my education while fulfilling a full-time job. I was also able to manage the classes and be a full-time mom and family member too. Yes, there were many a times that our fingertips were glued to keyboards, and the thought of preparing a meal seemed a struggle. However, I am delighted to say that I was a part of Nursing Cohort 51 at EMU. In closing, I would like to thank faculty, staff, and my fellow classmates for making this experience absolutely worthwhile. I would also like to thank all of our families and friends for all of the support through this memorable journey. It would have been impossible for me without the love and devotion from my own family. And remember, no matter what challenge you face it, endure it. Start with one breath, one step, one mind, and one heart, and your achievements will be endless. May God bless you and keep you. Thank you.
In the name of God,
the compassionate,
the merciful. I am fortunate to be here today to talk about my experience as a graduate student at the Center for Justice and Peace Building. Also to represent my friends' views of life at EMU. I am also glad to see many students, faculty, staff, and especially families who most probably came from far and wide to attend this special event on this beautiful day. My motivation for giving this speech is based on one thing that I believe strongly, that every individual has something to contribute. I am convinced that each of us has something to teach, and each of us has a story worth telling and sharing with others. Each person brings to a situation a different background and thus a unique point of view. We are different so that we may learn from each other and be enriched by each other. God says in the Quran, the holy book of Muslims, O people, we created you all from a single man and a single woman, and we appointed for you nations and tribes to be known to each other. In God's sight, the most honorable of you is the most pious of you. In the Christian scriptures, Jesus commands, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And the Jewish scriptures also instruct us, you are to love those who are strangers among you, for you yourselves were once strangers. Our scriptures encourage us to love others and not to look at their differences with fear or suspicion. EMU has impressively integrated people from different faiths and cultures to gather and share their stories. This could not happen without your gracious support. That is why I want to say here from the bottom of my heart, we graduate students from CJP, especially those of us from other countries and other master's programs at EMU, appreciate your hosting of us with open arms and hearts during our 2 years of study here. You have treated us with honesty, generosity, and love. We as students from CJP appreciate your working with us through difficult times when we were struggling with homesickness and culture shock, when we were missing our families and communities back home. We as students from CJP appreciate your providing us with a safe and fruitful space in which to interact with people from other faiths and cultures, to work together, to share experiences, knowledge, and wisdom, and to explore the ways to personal and communal peace. And we as students from CJP deeply appreciate your support for our studies in so many ways, tangible and intangible. You have planted the seed of love and peace in our hearts. You have taught us how to care for that seed. We promise to take it back home and plant it in the hearts and minds of our people. When we see this plant grow and bring the fruit of hope, peace, and justice in the world, we will remember you with gratefulness. At the end, I would like to share the lesson that I personally have learned from CJP, EMU, and the Mennonite community. This is the most precious gift you gave me. You helped me to find the answer to my deepest question, who am I? This question has been asked for generations by prophets and poets. One of our great poets from my homeland, Iran, is Rumi, who lived in the 13th century. This is the way he addressed this question, who am I? I am neither Christian, nor Jew, nor Persian, nor Muslim. I am not of the East, nor of the West, nor of the land, nor of the sea. I am not of earth, nor of water, nor of air, nor of fire. I am not of spheres, nor of the dust, nor of existence, nor of entity. I am not of India, nor of China, nor of Bulgaria, nor of Arabia. I am not of this world, nor of the next, nor of paradise, nor of hell. I am not of Adam, nor of Eve, nor of Eden and gardens. My place is the placeless. My trace is the traceless. It is neither body nor soul, for I belong to the soul of the beloved. Thank you, friends, and God bless you all.
Thank you, each of you as graduates, for sharing those perspectives. I'm honored to introduce our commencement speaker, Joyce Bontrager Lehman. Joyce began her career in international economic development with Mennonite Economic Development Associates, known as MEDA. During her time with MEDA, Joyce provided training and consulting services to microfinance institutions in more than 25 countries and served as a faculty member in leading microfinance training institutes held in the United States, Europe, and South Africa. Joyce's work has taken her to Afghanistan, where she worked with the World Bank, USAID, and other bilateral donors to establish a microfinance sector in that difficult post-conflict environment. Joyce's training is in accounting and business. She is a native of Kelowna, Iowa, and a 1965 alumna of EMU. And I should add, we discovered after inviting her that she was a college roommate of our current board chair, Susan Godshall. And I am imagining that 44 years ago, when the two of you left this campus, you had a picture in mind that you would be on this platform one day together. As I've heard them talk, this is a strange coincidence. Joyce received her Master's of Science degree from Bentley College Graduate School of Business. She has taught business courses at our sister institution, Goshen College, in Goshen, Indiana. She currently serves as Program Officer for Microfinance with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in Seattle, Washington. Please join me in welcoming Joyce Bontrager Lehman as she addresses us on the theme, Opportunities Are for Taking.
Thank you, President Schwarzenegger. And along with Madam Chair, the academic deans and provost, faculty, parents, friends, and graduates, it is so good to be back here on this campus that is just stunningly beautiful, and even more so, I think, than when I arrived fresh off an Iowa farm so many years ago. So thank you so much for the invitation to be here. Returning to campus after so many years triggers all kinds of memories that you too will have someday. Historic events that occurred while here. In my case, it was the Cuban Missile Crisis, the reign of Pope John XXIII and Vatican II, and most memorably, the assassination of President John Kennedy. Eight of us got into a car and went to Washington, D.C., and stood in line for 8 hours so that we could walk through the rotunda of the Capitol where the body of the slain president lay in state. You don't forget those things. Professors like Myron Augsburger, John Lapp, Robert Wenger, I could go on and on, that really made me think in a whole different way. And the less profound memories, of course, like sneaking off campus to go to Harrisonburg to see my very first ever movie in a real movie theater. Madam Chair Godshall was not part of that, just so you know. It seemed so daring at the time, and now it just seems a little weird.
But compelling as memories may be, I really don't want to talk about the past, but I want to talk about the opportunities that are here for you in the present today. And it might seem strange to talk about this when we hear so much bad news, but I believe this is exactly the right time to present you with a challenge that you leave this place with a passion to change the world. How idealistic is that? The work of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is based on the core belief that all lives have equal value and that every person should have the opportunity to live a healthy and productive life. It's a big idea, and all the work we do at the foundation every day is directed toward the single-minded mission of reducing inequities in the world that keeps so many from reaching their full God-given potential. But you don't need to be a billionaire or have access to billions in order to share the mission and passion. The anthropologist Margaret Mead once famously said, "Never doubt the ability of a small group of committed citizens to change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." And I'd like to add my own observation to that based on my work, and that is real lasting change occurs only at the grassroots, one family, one person, one village at a time. I became more convinced of this after years of working in Afghanistan, observing hundreds of projects at both ends of the spectrum, massive projects that worked for change at the government level, creating new institutions and infrastructure, and small, tiny projects that began at the community and household level. And now, more than 5 years after MEDA first sent me to Kabul to start up a microcredit program targeted to women, that program and many other grassroots programs are still thriving, whereas the government and other macro structures are teetering under the weight of political violence and corruption. It's a fair argument that both macro and micro could be development projects are needed. I've worked at both levels, and if I had to choose, I would come down on the side of trickle up of change rather than trickle down. And I'll give you just one example. When I arrived in Kabul to start up this program, my first task was to hire female staff that would work with these prospective new women clients. Among the first to be hired was a 19-year-old I will call Nadia. She was young, energetic, curious, and smart. I knew she was going to be good. After some months, our staff was invited to participate in a learning trip to Bangladesh. And so I asked my staff how many of them would be permitted to go by their families. Nadia was one of only two that said, "Yes, I am able to go," and I was so thrilled. We arranged for the passports and visas, and 2 days before the trip, she came in and said, "I'm so sorry, I can't go. My father would not let me." Her uncle had come to visit and could not believe that her father was even thinking of letting this young woman travel to Bangladesh or to any place for that matter without an escort of a male family member. I think I was more disappointed than she, but some weeks later, she bounced into my office with a big smile and said, "Miss Joyce, my father said I should tell you that if there is another chance, he will allow it." In the interim, she had spoken to her father not only about how our program gave families a chance to improve their economic situation, but also that this was what she wanted to do with her life and how it would enable her to continue to be the primary support for her family. I told you she was smart. And after some time, her father said, "Yes, he wished he had not listened to his brother." Now, I'll grant you that this scenario may have been possible only because Nadia had no brothers. But it was remarkable nonetheless. You use what you have and you go with it. I know this, I also had no brothers, and I truly believe that if I had, my life might also be different. I could write a book about the surprising similarities between Nadia's life and my own history, down to the way she braids her long brown hair. The point I'm making is that this was a monumental change that happened at the household level, a change that over time will affect her sisters, her clients, now her staff, as well as the girls that she teaches in her home on weekends because their parents don't want them to attend the public schools. If the government had issued a decree that said from now on all families have to give their daughters equal opportunities to their sons, it wouldn't have made a bit of difference. Afghanistan, in fact, has an equal rights amendment in the Constitution for women, but as a practical matter, it has little effect at the household level. It has about as much effect as the single traffic light that some development organization put up at a major intersection in Kabul. The light worked fine, changed colors right on schedule, and was utterly and completely ignored by every single driver and vehicle and pedestrian, as well as the traffic cops who sat on folding chairs in the center of the intersection drinking tea. Top-down change isn't working so well there. So where are your opportunities? Three things. First of all, the need for reducing inequities in the world is greater now than ever. Second, you graduates are particularly well-suited to address these challenges. And third, I urge you to take advantage of the head start, the remarkable head start you've been given at this institution. Inequities exist for billions of the world's poor in virtually every facet of their lives. In health, millions of children under 5 years of age die every year from diseases we don't even think about in this country anymore. We know that better health is linked to smaller families. So as the number of children who survive to adulthood increases, parents are confident of having a child to support them in their old age. When health improves and people have smaller families, governments have more resources, and improving nutrition and education becomes easier. These investments begin what Bill Gates in his first annual letter to the foundation calls a virtuous cycle that can take a country out of poverty. A big change that trickles up from saving the lives of children, one child at a time. To address these problems, we need not only health professionals, but scientists, researchers, and basic infrastructure. If you provide vaccines to a rural village, you need refrigeration to keep the vaccines from going bad, and you need power to run the refrigerator. In agriculture, 3.5 billion people in the world, 2.5 billion people in the world live on less than $2 a day, and 1 billion suffer from chronic hunger. Most of them live in the rural areas of developing countries. Improving farming techniques will help a smallholder farm family produce more, improve their children's nutrition, and sell the surplus to increase their family income. These innovations are just as important as developing and delivering vaccines. Children get better nutrition, which improves their health and ability to learn. It's not just farmers that ag professionals that are needed, scientists and engineers also. In finance, these same billions are largely unbanked, which means they have no access to even the most basic of financial services, and it may not have occurred to you that they actually need it. They don't have access either because they have no assets to use as collateral for loans, they're not literate, they live in remote areas, or just simply because they're poor and commercial banks are unwilling or unable to serve them. They kind of clutter up the lobby, you know, the poor people. What would it be like if your only financial instrument was cash? No ATM, no checkbook, no credit cards, you got paid in cash and you had to pay for everything in cash. How would you manage that? The poor of the world, and remember that the people who live on an average of $2 a day do not get $2 every day. They may get money a few times a year, or once a month, or whatever. So it is equally important for the poor to have the ability to manage their financial lives, and arguably even more important to have the ability to manage their financial lives as it is for us. And they have the need not only access to microcredit, which has gotten a lot of attention, but we believe it's a broad range of financial services that includes a safe place to save, insurance to protect against loss, and a safe and cost-effective way to collect the remittances sent home by family members who live and work elsewhere. This is my area of work, and last fall I visited a microcredit program in India that wanted to expand the range of services to include that was available to their women clients. The branch was located near a slum section of Mumbai, and an agreement was reached with Citibank to place an ATM machine in a secure area within the branch compound. The program staff assisted the women, many of whom were illiterate, with the necessary paperwork to open a savings account and receive an ATM card. There's no minimum opening balance and no transaction fees. For us, it would be the equivalent of being able to deposit or withdraw 50 cents or a dollar at a time. I was able to observe an illiterate woman conduct a transaction. The program manager told me that the women speak of the joy of the ATM. Now, I have a hunch that's a phrase that never crossed your mind. But why the joy? We know that our ATM transactions require a password, and in this case, there was also a biometric thumbprint component. It's hard to imagine what that level of privacy means to someone who never had such an option. These few extra rupees that can be put, to be able to put those in a safe place, not only can no one else access the funds, no one even has to know how much is there, safely away from the prying eyes of extended family members who would quickly lay claim to the funds for even greater needs. You see, because what we believe is that just like us, when the poor feel they have some control over managing their finances, they will make different choices. They'll make different choices about educating their children, the kind of health care they get, and again, it falls into part of that virtuous cycle. This was a dense urban area, but our team at the foundation also wants poor families in rural villages to have a mechanism to save in regulated institutions that may be hours or days away. We don't know yet how to make this happen for billions of people, but we know that technology is part of the solution. So we need not only bankers and accountants and finance people, we also need you techies out there. There are innovative applications to be discovered and proved. And social scientists who can research, by research, can tell us more about the poor and their money management needs. 6 million people in Kenya are now using mobile phones to conduct financial transactions, and as a way to keep excess funds safe, they keep it in their phone. We want to help make technology work for billions of poor in the world. And you have to help us figure that out. In our own country, the best opportunity for reducing inequities is education. 1 million kids drop out of high school every year. There is a huge gap between people who get the chance to make the most of their talents and those who do not. Providing everyone a great education is the key to closing this gap. And we know that great education starts with great teaching. I'm guessing each one of us can quickly name a teacher that has mattered in our lives. For me, it was L. Glenn Gingrich, my teacher in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades in a one-room school in Iowa. He saw me zipping through all the math books, and when I was in 7th grade, gave me a high school algebra book to keep me from getting bored. And although I don't know this for sure, I believe that Glenn was instrumental to let my father let me go to high school, something that was not taken for granted in my family. Teachers certainly know what it means to affect one life at a time. So you get the idea. For every field of study represented here and more, there are critical global needs and opportunities to be taken now. And you are uniquely prepared to meet these needs. It's been said that good luck is the intersection of opportunity and preparation. Because of your time here, many of you have not only already been exposed to the inequities in the world, but you have a desire and interest in addressing them. Your international experience has dispelled much of the fear that paralyzes far too many in our country and inhibits interaction with our global neighbors. You've had an opportunity to think about how your faith motivates you and informs the decisions you make. You already believe that all lives have equal value and that every person should have the opportunity to live healthy and productive lives so that they too can reach their God-given potential. With your parents sitting here, I know better than to urge you to go to places like Afghanistan, Somalia, or Southern Sudan. But I will repeat something that Alan Sauder, the president of MEDA, once said. When MEDA board members were questioning whether staff should be working in or going to these dangerous environments, Alan simply said, "It's what we do. It's our job to go to the tough places." And there's at least one tough place that's close to my heart, and someday you will have one close to yours. So you've been prepared not only to serve, but to do so with the courage to go beyond your comfort zone, with curiosity and compassion, a commitment to excellence, and the strength of your convictions and your passions. And finally, this opportunity is to be taken. You have an enviable, it's hard for me not to envy you, to envy the international experiences that you've been able to have at this point in your life. It was decades later before I got started on this. But that's also a lesson. It's never too late. You already know of the many development organizations related to the Mennonite church family that are doing such great work in so many places. Do not underestimate the value of that global network that you already have available to you by just by virtue of being graduates of this place. I get asked all the time how it came to be that I'm able to do the work I do. How do you get from being a little farm girl from Iowa with Amish parents who and get to do what I'm doing? It's, you know, to tell you the whole story would be a long and winding road, and we won't go there. But the fact is that none of this would have happened were it not for my historic and treasured Mennonite roots, connections, and faith. I was fortunate that the opportunity came along when I was prepared, not with the same international experience you have, but with work experience in a profession that was needed. Every organization everywhere needs people with business and management skills. And there are other organizations besides those within our church family that do great work as well. International NGOs, dozens of UN agencies, the Peace Corps, AmeriCorps. The model of Doctors Without Borders has spawned parallel organizations for engineers, journalists, lawyers, builders, teachers, artists, and many others. For those of you who are still thinking about what's next for you, this is a terrific time to get some experience and perhaps develop new interests, even if you need to volunteer your time, even if it isn't in your chosen field of study. I was a math major. I taught math for 5 years. It was great. Every job you have, you will take something away that will go to the next one. But you should take the opportunity, whether it is exactly in your major field or not. What matters most is that what you do reflects your core values, that you not be afraid to take chances, that you chase after interesting ideas, and that you follow and walk through the open doors of opportunity. And you don't have to be an expert. In fact, in my view, an expert is the person who has finally gotten to the point where they know what they don't know. You will never know everything. And the sooner you learn that, the better it will be for you. There is a whole world out there, and there is a place for all of you. I want to close with a quote that is generally attributed to Goethe that I have laminated and carried with me for the past dozen years since I parachuted out of a comfortable professional, social, and community life and jumped into a world I knew very little about. I believed then that the parachute would open, although I had no idea where it would land. Here's the quote. Unless one is committed, there is hesitancy. The chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there's one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. This is the truth. That the moment one definitely commits, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that never otherwise would have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance which no one could have dreamt would come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
I'd like to invite the faculty and staff of EMU to please stand so that graduates and their families can thank you for making EMU the great place that it is. Would faculty and staff please stand? Dr. Donovan D. Steiner, Director of the Masters in Education Program, will assist with the hooding. And I welcome to the platform David Glanzer. Dr. Glanzer is Interim Graduate Dean and also Director of the Masters in Counseling Program.
President Schwarzentruber, faculty, Board of Trustee Representatives, parents, family, friends, I am honored to present the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of the Master of Arts in Education, and the Master of Business Administration graduating classes of 2009. On this occasion of the 91st annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University, we recognize the following persons: those who have completed requirements for the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, and Master of Business Administration degrees, April 2009. Those who will complete requirements for the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, and Master of Business Administration degree, summer or December 2009. Will all of those so identified please stand for the conferring of degrees? President Schwarzentruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University, and upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you as presented the degrees of Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Master of Arts in Counseling, Master of Arts in Education, and Master of Business Administration, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you. With this degree, we further urge you to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. You may move your tassels from right to left, and you may be seated.
I am honored to present the students who have completed the requirements for the Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation and Graduate Certificate in Peacebuilding and Conflict Transformation in Educational Settings. Will you please stand?
On behalf of Eastern Mennonite University, I wish to recognize you as presented for the intensive study and achievement in completing the requirements of the course prescribed, and therefore award you the Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation and the Graduate Certificate in Peacebuilding and Conflict Transformation in Educational Settings. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you. With this certificate, we further urge you to do justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly with God. You may be seated.
President Schwarzentruber, faculty, Board of Trustee representatives, parents, family, friends, I am honored to present the graduating class of 2009 on this occasion of the 91st annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We recognize the following groups: all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, December 2008. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, December 2008. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, April 2009. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, April 2009. Those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, summer or December 2009. Those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, summer or December 2009. And those who will complete requirements for the Certificate in Pastoral Ministry, summer 2009. Please stand for the conferring of your degrees. President Schwarzentruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these graduates for their respective degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University, and upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you as presented the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science, and their Certificate in Pastoral Ministry Studies, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living God who has called you and faith in him. With this degree, we further urge you to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. You may move your tassels from right to left. And you may be seated. Please. Now, before these graduates come to receive their diplomas, let me share this brief word with you. We recognize that many of you have come to honor a particular graduate today, and it's understandable that you may be eager to show more than a little enthusiasm as they receive their diploma. But there are nearly 500 graduates, more than 450, to be honored, and we would like for each of them to receive the recognition they deserve. And that would be most possible if your enthusiasm is moderate enough so that each graduate's name can be heard when announced. We also realize that many of you will want to take photos of your graduate. We invite you to step forward and take them quickly, and then step back for others to have their place. And finally, we would invite you to hold additional greetings until after the service, when there will be adequate time to meet each other on the lawn following the recessional. Thank you for being respectful to each other.
Now, will the graduates prepare to come forward to receive your diplomas as I read your name? We will begin with the Master of Arts. Those not able to be here will be recognized in absentia. And please hold your applause until the end. Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Emmanuel Adeboa. Hydro on Water, Buterzoo. Brett Myron Burnham. Boniface Chembe. Fatima Darabi. Okerar Sam Aibu. Hillary Lynn Eschenberg. Fonda Mundi Jude. Amy Corrine Knorr. J. David Kreider. Annette M. Lance Simmons in absentia. Linda Lavender. Sandra Laurel Levitz. Amy Rebecca Marsico. Paulette Marion Moore. Mac Capehart Muba. Sula Maria Prefkaros. Batoni Florence Rutuku. Jacqueline Roebuck Sacco. Maribeth Salim Tanner. Abdul Latif Salem. Lauren Ilana Sauer. Valerie Ann Luna Serrells. Linda Williams Swanson in absentia. Brenda Waugh in absentia. Yeah, Pamela S. Welsh. Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation. Thomas W. Caruso in absentia. Grace Stover Delp Jones. Grant E. Rissler in absentia. Keith M. Lindeker Schlebaugh, Shirley Trobaugh, Master of Arts in Counseling, Brent M. Campbell, Deborah Shiflett Clatterbuck in absentia, Sierra Renee Davis, Lisa A. Garner, Kristen Ann Marie Gillen, Sarah Marie Heatwall, William B. Huffman, Christy Marie Kozer, Nathaniel Judson Kozer, Janai Louise Whitmer, Master of Arts in Education, Tina M. Barnhart, Melanie A. Beeks in absentia, Mindy R. Bell, Kevin L. Bowl in absentia, Michael G. Bowers in absentia, Beth E. Bradnick in absentia, Lisa Maria Buchanan, Michelle Kirsten Byers, Roger Campbell Jr. in absentia, Jenny Marie Carr, Jennifer Clemens Casillo in absentia, Mandy Lynn Conklin in absentia, Jennifer M. Dean, Deborah Ann Dutcher, Jared Erb in absentia, Marcia L. Fabian Griffith, Nancy Clark Faulkner in absentia, Heather Elaine Frieskostik in absentia, Kimberly Michelle Garber, Lindsay Michelle Garber in absentia, Gina L. Guata, Angie D. Gum, Susan Eileen Harbold in absentia, Tara L. Kohler, Linda Elaine Crobath, Nichelle Lehman in absentia, Glenda Lynn Leonard, Beth Ann Lopez, Cheryl L. McDowell in absentia, Richard F. Miller III in absentia, Sarah G. Miller in absentia, Sherry Lynn Musser in absentia, Charity Grace Nussbaum, Luann H. Pfeiffer, Jennifer Lee Pence, Michelle Lee Pletcher, Erica Lynn Ringler in absentia, Maria Raluca Snyder, Jennifer M. Stetler, Amy M. Zuborski in absentia, Shannon Marie Yoder, Jan Jennings Wampler, honorary degree. Accepting the degree today is her husband, Wesley Wampler. Xiaofeng Zhang in absentia. Graduate Certificate in Peacebuilding and Conflict Transformation in Educational Settings. Jamie L. Coscarino in absentia. Jennifer Clemens Casillo in absentia. Deborah Ann Dutcher. Heather Elaine Frieskostik in absentia. Michelle Novello. Master of Business Administration. Olga Yannette Beleno. Arlene Isabella Da Silva, Muhammad Ahmed El-Tayeb. John Randell Hendricks. Brenda K. Lamp in absentia. John Allen Lowe. Lindsay Agricola McCone. Fred Daniel Shank Jr. Christine Tutwiler Shank. Sheila Fitzgerald Tolley in absentia. Alex R. Yoder.
Some baccalaureate degree students will be graduating with academic honors today. You will find the designation of honors listed in the back of your commencement booklet. Undergraduate students, please prepare to come forward. Receive your diplomas as I read your names. Are you ready? Here we go. Christopher Allen Burkholder, Liberal Arts. Jacob Haldeman Durstein, Biology. Kevin James Eby, Liberal Arts, minor in Music. Holly Tanea Blue Winds Dancing Henke, Spanish, minor in Psychology. Ojin Lee in absentia. Lauren N. Watson, Environmental Science. Elena Rose Wanger, English, minor in Communication, magna cum laude. Susanna Marie Wyrick, Recreation and Sport Leadership, minors in Exercise Science, Business Administration, cum laude. Timothy Abrell, Jr., Nursing, in absentia. Kimberly Bardo, in absentia. Vicki Bevington, Nursing. Sherry L. Breathwaite, Management and Organizational Development. Chad Breeden, Management and Organizational Development. Deborah Day Brown, Management and Organizational Development. Russell V. Brown, Nursing. Angela Marie Carter, Management and Organizational Development. Susan E. Carter, Management and Organizational Development. Lee Renee Conrad in absentia. Webster Alonzo Contreras, Nursing, Cords of Distinction. Marlene H. Deacon, Nursing. Christina E. Doval, Management and Organizational Development in absentia. Charlene Elizabeth Dunnings, Management and Organizational Development, cum laude. Pinky M. Fitz, Nursing. Michelle Susan Fitzgerald, Nursing. Pamela S. Furlow, in absentia. Christine Renee Gemmel, in absentia. Robin Lynn Galladay, Management and Organizational Development. Brandy Hales, in absentia. Kathy Ridenour Harrison, Nursing, in absentia. J. Paul Helfers, in absentia. Brian Tyler Hirschberger, Nursing, summa cum laude. William Stewart Ingram, Management and Organizational Development. Daniel Wesley Jenkins in absentia. Sherry Y. Jenkins in absentia. Jody Lynn Keller, Nursing, magna cum laude. Julie Elizabeth Knowles, Nursing. Jessica Danielle Lemon, Management and Organizational Development. Stephanie Lynn Lillard, Management and Organizational Development. Sandra Sipe Martin, Management and Organizational Development, magna cum laude. Tina Nadine Martin, in absentia. Michael Ian McCloskey, Management and Organizational Development, magna cum laude. Donna B. McInturf, Management and Organizational Development. Caroline Morrow, Management and Organizational Development, in absentia. Zainabu Maniz. Manifa Muhammad, Management and Organizational Development. Rachel Nekowitz, Management and Organizational Development. J. Susan Newcomb, in absentia. Stephen J. Nicely, Jr., Liberal Arts, minor in Business Administration. James William Oliver, Jr., in absentia. Travis Shane Pettit, Management and Organizational Development, cum laude. Tony Y. Price, nursing. Ann Nisley Proctor, in absentia. Amy R. Raines, nursing, summa cum laude. Celinda Helmuth Rhodes, nursing, cum laude. Krista F. Probst Rogers, nursing. Tiffany A. Snellbaker, in absentia. David Snyder, Management and Organizational Development. Amy Marie Jocelyn Sullivan, nursing, in absentia. Tina M. Sweet, Management and Organizational Development, in absentia. Tara Torkelson, Management and Organizational Development. Letitia Renee Turner, Management and Organizational Development. Justin R. Wazel, in absentia. June D. Weinholt, in absentia. Susan C. Wren, in absentia. Jennifer Ashley Yoder, in absentia. Miriam Grace Yoder, nursing, cum laude. Rebecca S. Barge, social work, Spanish, cum laude, cords of distinction. Lauren Michelle Blitz, music, magna cum laude. Amy Nicole Bushart, social work, minors in Spanish, psychology, summa cum laude. Jessica M. Brislin, history, Spanish, minor in TESOL, cum laude, honors program. Catherine Ruth Brubaker, Spanish, minors in TESOL and art, summa cum laude. Valerie Sue Brubaker, psychology. Samuel David Buck, accounting, business administration, minor in economics, cum laude. Michael R. Charles, history and social science, secondary education licensure, magna cum laude. Julia Corinne Denlinger, social work, summa cum laude. Emily Rose Durstein, justice, peace, and conflict studies, minors in Spanish, sociology, and missions, summa cum laude. Bevan Cecilia Egger, music, minors in Spanish and political studies, cum laude. Ana Isabel Fajardo, Spanish, minor in biology. Aaron Darrell Freed, environmental science, history, minor in biology, magna cum laude. Andrew L. Gashaw, communication, photography, cum laude. Brianna Renee Gashaw, mathematics, minor in art, summa cum laude. Jacob R. Gertz, English, cum laude. Philip Jordan Good, psychology, minor in youth ministry, cum laude. Laura Catherine Hamilton, in absentia. Kelly N. Hammer, liberal arts, special education licensure. Fita Samhel Heramo, history, economics, minor in free law. Jose Natividad Hernandez, liberal arts, minor in business administration. Alisa Diane Hertzler, social work. Justin J. Hostetler, psychology, minors in accounting, Bible and religion, summa cum laude, honors program. Joseph Christopher Hollinger, environmental science, minor in history. David Anthony Horst, biblical studies. Jason Michael Hurst, chemistry, minor in history. Dale T. Humphreys, philosophy and theology. Kevin D. Jones, Spanish, minor in Bible and religion. Valerie Danae Kaufman, liberal arts, special education licensure. Brittany Danielle Croft, biology, history, summa cum laude. Daniel S. Landis, communication, minor in political studies. Adrienne M. Lehman, Congregational and Youth Ministry. Jared Thomas Lehman, Liberal Arts, Elementary Education Licensure, cum laude. Sabrina Dawn Lehman, International Business. Katrina June Lehman, Biology, minor in Spanish, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Cords of Distinction. Laura Ann Lehman, Social Work, minors in Spanish and Psychology, summa cum laude. Peter D. Lehman, History, minor in Spanish, magna cum laude, Honors Program. Sarah Rebecca Luprecht, Photography, Art, minor in Spanish, magna cum laude. Chelsea Ann Mast, History, minor in Communication. Rachel A. Most, French, minors in Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies and Missions, magna cum laude. Amy Lee Miller, Social Work, minor in Psychology, cum laude. Corey Jonathan Parsons, History, minor in Pre-Law. Teresa M. Peachy, Liberal Arts, Elementary Education Licensure, minor in TESOL, summa cum laude, Honors Program. Lena Maria Risser, Music. Jamie Lynn Roberts, Social Work, minor in Psychology. Kimberly Jo Roth, Liberal Arts, Elementary Education Licensure, cum laude. Benjamin K. Ruth, Biology, minor in Mathematics, magna cum laude, Honors Program. Eric Daniel Schmucker, Applied Sociology, minors in Spanish, Injustice, Peace, and Conflict Studies, Socioeconomic Development, summa cum laude. Kelly Ann Smucker, Biology, minors in History, Chemistry, summa cum laude. Rebecca Joy Souter, Art, Pre-K-12 Licensure, cum laude. Abigail Bernice Story, Liberal Arts, minor in Communication, cum laude. Jessica Lynn Stickler, Liberal Arts, Early Education Licensure. Nathan A. Schwarzentruber, Computer Science, minors in Sociology and Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies, summa cum laude, Honors Program. Diana Nicole Terry, Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies, minor in Socioeconomic Development, cum laude. Kristen Jo Yoder, Social Work. Mikyas Aklu, Biochemistry, minor in Mathematics, cum laude. Lucy Elizabeth Barber, Nursing, minor in Spanish, cum laude. Eliza Catherine Barnhart, Nursing, magna cum laude. Scott Edward Beckler, Liberal Arts, minor in Music. Julian D. Bender, Psychology, cum laude. Marissa Lynn Benner, Nursing, summa cum laude. Aaron Grant Billings, Business Administration, minor in Accounting. Gregory Philip Blosser, Biology, minors in Youth Ministry and Coaching, cum laude. Natalie Bonilla, Nursing, Cords of Distinction. Kevin Addison Buttrick, Psychology, cum laude. Jared Glick Beiler, Liberal Arts, Elementary Education Licensure, minor in History. Lauren Ray Beiler, Nursing, cum laude. Laura Catherine Cattell, Environmental Science and Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies, magna cum laude, Cords of Distinction. Shrijana Chetri, Social Work, minor in Psychology, summa cum laude. Rachel LeRae Klemmer, Nursing, Cords of Distinction. Rosanna J. Copelands, Nursing, magna cum laude. Tyler Dean Copelands, Photography, minor in Business Administration, magna cum laude. Jennifer Michelle Dayton, Liberal Arts, minor in Psychology. Kara Cherie Devers, Liberal Arts, Early Education Licensure. Julia Marie Dispro, Nursing, magna cum laude. Drew Philip Ebersole, Business Administration. Jamie Michelle Frazier, in absentia. Matthew David Gaiman, Accounting, Economics, magna cum laude. Emily Nicole Gingrich, Social Work. Jeffrey Keith Gingrich, Liberal Arts, Minors in Business Administration and Economics and History, summa cum laude. Kimberly F. Gross, Camping, Recreation and Outdoor Ministry, Minors in Sociology, Psychology, cum laude. Mary Elizabeth Hale, Nursing. Megan Y. Hershey, History, Minors in Pre-Law, Political Studies, cum laude. Bethany Louise Hertzler, Nursing. Jennifer Allen Allison Hurst, Nursing, magna cum laude. Joseph Allen Hurst, Camping, Recreation, and Outdoor Ministry, Minors in Youth Ministry and Psychology, magna cum laude. Suzanne Marie Jones, Nursing, magna cum laude. Michelle Marie Kettle, Psychology, History, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Cords of Distinction. Yune Kim, Nursing. Jessica Lynn King, Accounting, Business Administration, Minor in Psychology. Lindsay Ray Kaismore, Nursing, summa cum laude. Catherine Lynn Lamb, Health and Physical Education, Pre-12 Licensure, Minors in Coaching, Exercise Science, cum laude. Amy Michelle Landis, Business Administration. Christina Rose Landis, Biology, Minor in Art, summa cum laude, Honors Program. Janae Danielle Leatherman in absentia. Renee LaVon Lehman, Nursing, summa cum laude. Brian B.W. McGee, Business Administration. Jerry T. Mammon, Nursing. Alicia Dawn Martin, Nursing. Jackson Todd Most, Biology, summa cum laude, Cords of Distinction. Jolie M. Mbuzi, Social Work. Addie Beth Meisner, Nursing. Mahalette McConan, Social Work. Kelsey Marie Miller, Nursing. Nicholas J. Miller, Business Administration. Benjamin Luke Moyer, Business Administration, Minor in Economics. Kimberly Malika Nisley, History, Minor in Sociology, cum laude. Lindsay Ann Reinford, Social Work, Minor in Youth Ministry. Kara Ashley Slaybaugh, Art, Digital Media. Isaac James Shelley, Business Administration. David Neal Showalter, Biochemistry, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Cords of Distinction. Martha Elizabeth Shaw, Accounting, magna cum laude. Emily M. Sims, Congregational Youth Ministry, minor in Sociology, magna cum laude. Dana Lynn Lorraine Sproul, Liberal Arts, minors in English and Psychology. Monica Aaron Stouffer, Nursing. Matthew Ryan Stutzman, Business Administration, minor in Economics. Michelle Denise Swartley, Mathematics, Secondary Education Licensure, minor in Spanish, magna cum laude. Sarah Ann Tice, Social Work. Andrew David Troyer, International Agriculture, minor in Biology. Seth Wesley Troyer, Business Administration, minor in Psychology. John Alden Tyson, Biblical Studies, cum laude. Cara Beth Weaver, Business Administration, minor in Psychology, summa cum laude. Erica Ann Yoder, Art, minor in Theater. Jeremy Lynn Yoder, Accounting, minors in Economics and Finance, magna cum laude. Lindsay M. Yoder, Liberal Arts, Special Education Licensure, minor in Psychology, cum laude. Erica Quinn Yutzi, Psychology, minors in Spanish, Bible and Religion, magna cum laude. The next 13 people in your program are in absentia, so I will not read their names, and I'll proceed with Maria Elise Bowman, Liberal Arts, Elementary Education Licensure, minor in Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies, magna cum laude. Eduardo Javier Calleja in absentia. Jessica Lynn Caroff, psychology, minors in business administration and accounting. Jennifer Nicole Christner, liberal arts, early education licensure. Seth Thomas Christman, special education licensure, history, cum laude. Carmen Joy Eby, social work, minor in business administration, magna cum laude. Tony A. Fajardo, Spanish, minors in political studies and pre-law. Robin Ann Fletcher, liberal arts, minors in psychology, art, Bible, and religion. Kristen Melinda Green, liberal arts, elementary education licensure. Maddie Suzanne Horning, photography, minor in art, cum laude. Jacob H. King, English. Angelica Larissime, communication. Adrina Nicole Lucas, liberal arts, minor in psychology. Charles Frederick Metz IV, recreation and sport leadership, minors in business administration and coaching. Sylvia Hooley Meyer, psychology, minors in music, and Tessel summa cum laude. Miles Elliott Musselman, international business, cum laude. Stephanie Jean Reynolds Nefziger, liberal arts, special education licensure. Sarah Clausen Raymer in absentia. Jamie Lynn Sandberg, social work. Jamie Ray Templin, liberal arts, elementary education licensure. Kimberly Sue Troyer, liberal arts, elementary education licensure, summa cum laude. Timothy Charles Voritis in absentia. Regina Beth Wenger, history and social science, secondary education licensure, minor in Bible and religion, summa cum laude. Amanda Lynette Yoder, liberal arts, elementary education licensure. Kelsey Lee Yoder, Spanish, health and physical education, pre-K-12 licensure, minors in TESOL, coaching, exercise science, cum laude. Mitchell Reed Yoder, liberal arts, elementary education licensure, magna cum laude, honors program. Karen Inglis Alsine in absentia. Tara Leanne Altizer, recreation and sport leadership, minor in coaching. Anna Catalina Alsate in absentia. Sherry Cash Anderson, management and organizational development. Esther Ugochi Anatoyu in absentia. Polly Myrie Airy, nursing. Melissa D. Bell, nursing. Joseph Binniger in absentia. Philip Michael Blosser in absentia. Kimberly H. Bohr, nursing. In absentia. Jamie Lynn Bonus, nursing. Carrie A. Bushart, nursing. David Allen Bryan, social work. Rebecca G. Budnikas, management and organizational development, magna cum laude. Derek Sean Butler, recreation and sport leadership, minors in coaching and business administration. Matthew Vincent Carbo in absentia. Amanda Dove Carpenter in absentia. Rose M. Carroll in absentia. William Dennis Cecilini, management and organizational development. Rebecca Marie Chapin, justice, peace, and conflict studies and culture and religion and mission, minors in history and youth ministry. Renita Elizabeth Chidden, history and social science, minor in psychology. Valerie M. Choi in absentia. Javon Dennis Coleman, computer science. Ann Booth Coulson, nursing. Karen Money Conrad in absentia. Catherine Ann Jones Cooper, management and organizational development, liberal arts. Alexis Ann Coral in absentia. Vicki Lynn Kraft, management and organizational development. Kimberly Daly in absentia. Joshua Michael Dean, business administration. John Burton DeGraffenried, management and organizational development, cum laude. Melody N. Diebert in absentia. Kimberly L. Dysert, nursing, in absentia. Joanne Cesare Eby in absentia. Sandria Effinger in absentia. Brian Keith Elfner in absentia. Bridget May Ellen Funk, psychology, mathematics, minor in sociology. Paul A. Gabb, management and organizational development, summa cum laude. Angela N. Gaiman, in absentia. Lisa Burka Gooden, management and organizational development. Christina R. Gosnell, in absentia. Conrad Andrew Gross, history, digital media. Tyler Martin Grove, digital media, photography, minors in justice, peace and conflict studies, and communication. Tammy Elizabeth Hartlob, in absentia. Michael V. Heatwell, in absentia. Susan M. Heppner, management and organizational development. Whitney D. Hinshaw, nursing. Mary Ann Hoffman, in absentia. Kimberly Hostetter, in absentia. Christopher Lee Housden, management and organizational development. Jane E. Howitt, in absentia. Sean William Hughes, biology. Michael D. Humphrey, in absentia. Junko Ishikawa, Business Administration, in absentia. Wesley J. Johnson, Business Administration, minor in economics. Guy Antonio Jones, Business Administration. Sarah Forer Jones, Management and Organizational Development. Sharon E. Jones, in absentia. Susie Harris Jones, Management and Organizational Development. Sarah Elizabeth Kalishman, Liberal Arts, Mathematics, Minors in Environmental Science, Bible and Religion, summa cum laude, Cords of Distinction. Sinichirlo Kanea, in absentia. Jennifer Lynn Kane, in absentia. Chad Ryan Kaufman, in absentia. Kuo K. Mo, in absentia. Katie Kimmett, in absentia. Kathleen Riley Kitchen, Health and Physical Education, Pre-K-12 Licensure, minor in coaching. Samantha A. Kittner, in absentia. Crystal Gale Knott, Management and Organizational Development. James A. Koblish, Management and Organizational Development. Emily Michelle Lamb, Liberal Arts, Special Education, Licensure, minor in psychology. Sherry Marie Lepp-Partner, in absentia. Chelsea Marie Lawhorn, social work, minor in psychology. Heather Adele Leek, recreation and sport leadership, minors in exercise science and business administration. Laurie Ann LaRue, in absentia. Lisa Kathleen Litchfield, clinical lab science. Annette Cillian Lochoki, mathematics, minor in computer science. Abigail Beth Madden, in absentia. Amanda Bryn Madden, in absentia. Margot C. Mulmer, in absentia. Denise Ann Showalter Martin, nursing, in absentia. Jennifer A.S. Martin, nursing, in absentia. Laurie McMichael, in absentia. Rachel Michelle Meadows, Management and Organizational Development, Liberal Arts. Neil C. Mendonca, in absentia. Michelle M. Michael, nursing. Catherine E. Miller, in absentia. Melissa Dawn Miller, psychology, minor in Spanish, cum laude. Lauren M. Nazaro, in absentia. Randy Lee Neeson, in absentia. Heidi Amanda Neff, in absentia. Carolyn Novak, in absentia. Jennifer Dawn Nunez, Management and Organizational Development. Matasha Lynn Owens, Management and Organizational Development, Liberal Arts. Elizabeth Parrish, in absentia. Gary LaRoger Parrish II, psychology. Ann M. Parson, in absentia. Karen Peddle, in absentia. Juan Carlos Perez, social work. Brian Scott Purdom, Management and Organizational Development. Kim M. Reed, in absentia. Patrick Benjamin Kasari, wrestler, recreation and sport leadership, minor in coaching. Stephanie Ann Wrestler, psychology, minor in art, summa cum laude. Celine M. Robinson Walsh, nursing, cum laude. Robert Edward Lee Roy, Recreation Sport Leadership, minors in Psychology, Business Administration. Kathleen A. Ruff, in absentia. Carolyn Joy Sabin, in absentia. Joni M. Schmidt, in absentia. William Edwin Seidel, Social Work. Amanda K. Singman, in absentia. Shannon Lee Simpson, Management and Organizational Development, Liberal Arts. Anna Elizabeth Smith, Nursing. Jessica Lynn Springer, in absentia. Corey Joanne Stutzman, Nursing, Minors in Business Administration, Spanish, summa cum laude. Tyler Wayne Texier, Business Administration. J.J. Thorpe, in absentia. Samantha Marie Tingen, Psychology. John F. Tomasetti, in absentia. Derek Edward Tomek, Management and Organizational Development. Sarah Beth Traber, Management and Organizational Development, minor in Liberal Arts. Lauren E. Triplett, in absentia. Stephen P. Twombly, Management and Organizational Development. Lindsay Elizabeth Unruh, Liberal Arts, Elementary Education Licensure, cum laude. Lisa Marie Urban, in absentia. Julie Varkey, Nursing. Kristen Vaughn Thielen, in absentia. Michael Norris Warren, in absentia. Trevor Dale Weaver, Environmental Science, minors in Biology and Business Administration. Amy S. Webb, in absentia. Mary Pat Wenger, in absentia. Jennifer Wenner, in absentia. Deanna M. Wilk, in absentia. Dabney R. Wise Carver, Nursing, in absentia. Corey Lee Wood, in absentia. Keith Eugene Yoder, Management and Organizational Development, summa cum laude. Catherine A. Zirkel, Nursing, cum laude. Ethan David Zook, Biology.
Last one.
Yeah. Please join me in congratulating all these recipients of the Associate in Arts, Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science, and Certificate in Pastoral Ministries.
Clifford Brubaker, father of graduating senior Katie Brubaker, currently transitional pastor of Lockport Mennonite Church in Stryker, Ohio, will offer the prayer of blessing. Following the prayer, the faculty and graduates will recess to the lawn above the fountain, and following the recessional, the audience is dismissed. Cliff?
God must smile on a day like this. Let's pray. God, it has been a wonderful celebration, and as we bring this service to a close, we pause one last time to raise our voices in thanksgiving for this place, for its physical beauty, for the wealth of teachers and books and ideas and friends. For all of these things, we give thanks, God. And for those of us who have gathered as family and friends and teachers, we give thanks for this remarkable group of graduates. You have blessed them already in so many ways, with opportunities, with human care and love, and with these years of preparation and learning. Long before they came to this place, before the other educational opportunities they've had, even before the care and love of parents and family, you knew them and you loved them. You have been preparing them for all you have in store for them for many years already. As we join now to send them forth and forward, those of us who are parents acknowledge our temptation to pray for the safety of our children. We would wish that for them. But even as we acknowledge that temptation, we know that our wishes for safety have challenged our own faithfulness over our years. And so we ask for your blessing for all of these students today. We pray that you would keep them safe from growing quietly comfortable with the world as they find it, and from the temptation to believe that their contribution is too small to matter. Keep them safe from believing that it is okay to use your world and its abundant resources with reckless and selfish abandon. Keep them safe from becoming comfortable with starving people, because it has always been that way. Keep them safe from growing comfortable with the prospect of waging war and taking lives in the name of freedom and in your name. Bless them, O God, with the courage to live with an enduring desire to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray, O God, that in the same way that your Spirit anointed Jesus as he began his ministry, we pray that your Spirit would anoint and empower these, your children. We pray, God, that wherever they find the poor, in whatever condition, for whatever reason, that their lives would preach good news to the poor. Wherever they find prisoners, whatever the shape of those prisons, whether they are of the prisoner's own making or whether the prisons have been built with stones of injustice and prejudice, may the way they live their lives proclaim release to the prisoners. Where they encounter blindness, of eyes that cannot see, of hearts that have grown hard to the needs of folks around them, we pray that their lives would invite and enable recovery of sight. And wherever they find oppression close at hand, in their communities, in their country, in your world, may their lives, O God, speak a word of release. By the way they live their lives, by the work you give them to do, by the classes they teach, the care they give, the businesses they build, the experiments they do, the art, the music, the drama that they create, by the relationships that they form, may their lives proclaim with a singularly clear voice that your kingdom has come. May it be so. And may it be so, our God, to your honor and glory. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.